All right, and we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard, what have you driven lately? I know that you had really nice hot car the other day, one of my favorites. Talk about that.
I did, Dad. And it's, I think, one of our more favorite cars that we've driven in a long time. And it's a car that people are probably familiar with, but maybe are not entirely sure of what it's, I guess, capable of or that it's even there. And that is the 2022 Toyota Supra. And yes, folks, I know we talked about it. We've talked about it for the past few years now, because this is kind of our third generation that we've driven, and that is that it is a Supra. However, we will say this, Dad. When you get in it, you Toyota lovers, and you sit it and say, this does not feel like it's a Toyota. It's not really. Well, I guess it is, Dad, right? But let's just be honest. It shares a bunch of features with the BMW Z4 convertible. And really, when you get inside it, folks, especially if you're fans of either car, either the BMW or the Toyota, you get it in it. And about the only thing Toyota on it from an outward perspective is the badging.
Right.
You get it in the inside, and it feels like a BMW. Now, I'm saying that by saying that's not necessarily a bad thing, right, Dad? You and I have said this. BMW does a very nice job on their vehicles. And this is just the next level for Toyota and BMW, and we're seeing manufacturers do this more and more. It helps them cut down on cost. They come together on cars. They sell them under different names on either side, and they both make their money. But this has got a German power plant, German transmission. The interior is all a BMW. I think maybe the design is what sets the Supra apart. And, Dad, the design is pretty fantastic.
I actually like the design of the Toyota better than I do the BMW.
I do, too. The Toyota is a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more rounded. I feel like the BMW is a little bit more boxy. And so they've got several different trim levels. New for 2022, Dad, is actually they've got a special model that's on sale this year, the A91CF, so basically a carbon fiber edition.
Okay.
I think they're only making about 600 of them. You've got standard heated seats as well as full-screen Apple CarPlay. But that's on the 3.0 and above level. We drove the 2.0, which basically is an inline four-cylinder rather than the inline six-cylinder. Of course, both of those are turbocharged. But here's the deal, folks. The 2.0 was introduced last year, and if you want to save a little money, that's where you want to go, because
right.
You can get a 2.0, Dad, for in the low to mid-40s. As compared to a 3.0, you got to go to the low to mid 50s.
Correct.
To bump up. And I will say this, if you just are looking for a car to just, drive, a nice little coupe, two-door coupe, drive around, have fun, get some good looks, because I can tell you I got stopped. Actually, Dad, I got stopped by a guy in a parking lot who had bought an M4, BMW M4,
mm-hmm.
And he said he regretted his decision. After he saw that.
He wished he'd bought the Supra instead.
He did. He just said from what he's seen, he's driven a few of them.
Huh.
And I will say, I took several people on rides, family members and the like, and all of them had the same thing to say, which is, wow, they were shocked. And again, folks, this is an inline four-cylinder turbocharged engine, which still gives you 25 and 32 miles per gallon for fuel economy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a fun little car to drive. You go to 0 to 60 at sea level in under 5 seconds with that. Obviously, if you jump up to the inline six, you're going to be closer to the four-second mark. But
right. Let's
be honest, Dad. How often, people driving down the road, does 0 to 60 really matter?
No. Not at the end of the day. As long as you like the car, you're having fun with it, and it works the way you want it to. There's only a certain amount of roads even where you can actually go and enjoy that car in that manner, especially when you're talking about how full our roads are of traffic and so on. So, yeah, at the end of the day, being safe and so on, really, Richard, I'm not sure it really matters at the end of the day. I've got cars I own, by the way, that I have never been able to enjoy fully unless you go to a racetrack.
Correct. And in that case, you maybe want to splurge for the 3.0. But again, folks, if you're just looking for a fun tool-around car, maybe all the kids are out of the house, you don't really have to worry about car seats and all that sort of stuff anymore, this is a fantastic car for that, especially this 2.0, because you don't have to do anything to it, Dad. You can literally pick it up from the dealership lot and drive it around and have a blast with it. It's got
good
great
point.
Handling. Now, I will say this. If you are above about 6'2", 6'3",
it's a little tight.
Good luck fitting inside of it.
Yeah, it's a little tight.
It's pretty tight in there. I mean, we got Walt in it, right? And Walt's about 6'4", 6'5", not a small guy by any means. And he's barely able to fit in it. So just keep that in mind. If you want to learn more about a vehicle and you want to see if you would fit in it, head to your local dealership and try it. And, Dad, I will say this is one car that Toyota may not have a lot on the lot because they're not producing that many.
Yep.
But I think that you could potentially go and order one if you saw fit. And honestly, Dad, I encourage people to do that. So head to your local Toyota dealer, test drive it, get yourself in plus one, not anymore, but plus one family member, friend, whatever it is. Test drive it. And then when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.
All right, one last thing before we go, Richard. Last week, a 1955 Mercedes 300 SLR. It's a very special coupe that was made, sold at auction for a record price of €135 million. Not dollars, euro, to a private collector. I believe that is the highest recorded sale of an automobile up to this stage. Don't quote me on that, but I believe that's the case.
I don't even know if you can call it an automobile at that point in time because you're not driving that thing, right?
Nope, you're not. It's going in a museum.
Exactly. It's going into a museum, which would be cool, like you say, limited, you know, a very, very special, specific car.
Yep.
Would be cool to have and own. I just don't know how many people who have, you know, 100 million plus to drop on a car.
All right, I'll leave it at that. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.